The truth is that Netanyahu said in 1996, in a book called Fighting Terrorism, he laid out the whole plan. Usually when there are terrible plans, they don't hide them. Hitler wrote Mein Kampf. And I'm not meaning to make simplistic comparisons. I'm just making the point that people say what they're going to do. Netanyahu wrote in 1996 his plan for how he was going to make Israel safe. Brzezinski wrote in 1997 a different book called The Grand Chessboard of how he was going to make the United States the world's unipolar power. So they write the story, and you can go back and evaluate. Did they know what they're talking about? Are they full of BS? Did they cause a lot of trouble? So just on two points, Brzezinski in 1997 says the U.S. can expand NATO. Russia will have no choice but to accede. What's Russia going to do? Is it going to become an ally of China? No way, says Brzezinski. You know, okay, interesting. Didn't quite get that one, right, Zvig? Netanyahu has a different idea, and it's coherent, but it's kind of madness. His idea is we captured the Palestinian lands in 1967, and we're never going to give them back. So we're just going to rule over the Palestinians. There's a second take which says we're not going to give it back because God in the year 700 BC or in the year 1000 BC, but written in a book, the book of Joshua, in the year 700 BC, told us it's ours. And there are people that absolutely believe that as well. Netanyahu spells out very clearly the following story. He says we're going to keep the land. There will be resistance, Hamas, Hezbollah, other militant resistance. What will we do about it? You can't really fight the terrorists, he says. You have to fight the states that back the terrorists.
And Iran is the central one in his mind.
But interestingly for Netanyahu, he lays out one by one, yes, of course, Iran is the central one in his mind, but so too is Iraq under Saddam. He supported Hamas. Right. So too is Bashar al-Assad in Syria. So too is Somalia. So too is Muammar Gaddafi in Libya. You know, he laid it out, and he at various times listed the countries. And one list that showed up in the Pentagon just after 9/11 was seven countries: Iran, Iraq, Lebanon, Syria, Somalia, Sudan, and Libya. And you know what the plan was? Seven wars in 5 years. The U.S. using Israel? No, no, no. This is Israel using the U.S. as if our military is right. is in their hands, which in effect it is. You take Wolfowitz and you take Feith and you take these neocons and you take Netanyahu. They right. game planned the whole thing out. Well, I regard Netanyahu as having been our greatest disastrous president of the 21st century because he ran American foreign policy for 20 years and he cost us trillions of dollars. And where is the Middle East today? War in Syria, war in Lebanon, war in Palestine, unrest in Iraq, war in Yemen, chaos in Sudan, chaos in Somalia, chaos in Libya. Great job, Bibi. You did a terrific job. So this is, to my mind, what this is all about. These people have ideas. How many wars has China been in the last 40 years? Let me count them. That would be zero, not one war in 40 years. When was the most recent war that China was in? January 16 to February 16, 1979. 1 month in a conflict with Vietnam, which had to do actually with the Vietnam having overthrown a government in right. Cambodia. Okay, 1 month. We are not at dire risk from China. China is not mass murdering its population, but we are gearing up in the United States for war with China. Why? In 2015, they say that China has become so powerful that it threatens American primacy, and China's rise is no longer in America's interest. And so you watch this mentality in the U.S. go into effect. Suddenly, because China's economically successful, they're not just economically successful, they're the enemy. Right. So everything becomes rhetoric. In the case of Ukraine, which I have followed from 1990 as advisor not only to Mikhail Gorbachev and advisor to Yeltsin, but also advisor to President Leonid Kuchma of Ukraine. I was advising the Ukrainian government in 1994. I'm not against Ukraine in any way. I'm against using Ukraine and Ukrainians being slaughtered by the hundreds of thousands because the United States wants to move another piece on the board to have its military bases on the border of Russia. And why, by the way? Because again, there's a whole telltale line of reasoning. Just like the Soviet Union broke up, we can induce Russia to break up along ethnic lines. This is a meme of Washington. These people are out of their minds to be provoking us towards nuclear war this way.